Okay, so this is our final session of our public meeting. You should be aware that we do have a closed session where we deal with some administrative matters at the end of the public meeting. What I'd like to do first in terms of the summing up of the meeting is really to go through what I've picked up from the seven agenda items that we have covered as to what I think are the key messages that have come from this group in terms of for the foundation and for the board and the trustees. And those will then be summarised in the report, the chair report that goes out. So what I've just, so really for your information, and if there's anything that anybody thinks I've got fundamentally wrong or I have not included something that really should be included, so say so, please. Perhaps when we get to the end. So in terms of agenda item one, effective technology on the investment process, I've jotted down. Question one, what impact will technology have on the need for IFRS standards in the future? First comment, financial statements validated more in fact than in the past. The need for IFRS standards will in fact be greater in the future. The ISB needs to be a little bit careful about making changes to standards on a willy-nilly basis, just to consider the implications. Foundation to work in partnership with others. In conclusion, technology enables a lot. Question two, what impact will technology have on the need for the IFRS taxonomy in the future? First point, no change in relation to views on taxonomy as a result of the panel comments. IFRS taxonomy will continue to be relevant, support foundation continuing to grow and extend the taxonomy and ensure it is flexible. Question three, are market forces supplanting the benefits of an IFRS taxonomy? No big changes foreseen. Importance of IFRS retention for branding purposes. Encourage foundation to work in partnership with others. Word partnership is coming out a lot here already. Question four, other takeaways from today's panel. The key things that I noted were the foundation to consider its core competences that are potentially around recognition and measurement and the process rather than actually the detail of the accounting. Those core competences that the foundation has can bear fruit in a lot of other areas. The foundation should consider lending a hand and how it can otherwise get involved in other standard setting. The issue of importance or otherwise of audited, encourage the foundation to investigate this a bit further. Encourage the ISB to consider its approach to the management commentary project. So that, in terms of our first agenda item, is what I have summarised. I might stop there just to confirm, does anybody have any agitation about what I've said? Great. Agenda item two, consistent adoption and application of IFRS standards. The summary that I've noted, there was general agreement on the need and overarching objectives of monitoring consistent adoption and application. Probably the key objectives being brand and feedback. There was generally other individual feedback was provided, but those were the big things. Read the process, there was considerable advice about considering working in partnership with others, including data aggregators about producing the information. Read consistent application, consider in advance of issue of standards, retranslation and culture, and I've just written here in brackets, I was going to fix that wrong word, and ensure standards written to encourage consistent application. Include consistent application in the post-implementation reviews. Remotivation to get people to apply consistently. Consider sharing more information about who is adopting. The paradise of IFRS comment. Again, work in partnership, and key is actual involvement in the local community. Agenda item three, risk management. Question one, from your experience, are there other principal risks the foundation should recognise? Comments that I've summarised, that there were two significant, potential significant risks to consider in addition, financing, and additionally and potentially competitive risk. Number of the other of the risks that felt potentially were too narrow and a number of other specific risks that could add within those high-level risks, and particularly around the geopolitical area. Question two, for those risks identified, what actions does the Foundation need to consider to minimise the impact of those risks? I've written here, there were no significant new means of minimisation that came out. There are a number of suggestions generally that the Foundation should pick up on, and most of those have been raised before in various sessions. Question three, what do you think our risk appetite tolerance for each of the principal risks should be? Generally, a hard question to answer, and maybe encourage the Foundation to think about risk appetite a different way. Acknowledge that brand was the biggest risk, and arguably should be risk averse and product. Others maybe not as much. In particular, acknowledge that the Foundation does need to be innovative and develop, and so in those areas, not be at all risk averse. I didn't stop after agenda item two, but agenda item two and three, any vast disagreement? Nope. Agenda item four, trustee activities, no specific advice from the Advisory Council. Agenda item five, board activities. Discussion on the proposed move from research project topics to standard topics in relation to certain information on provisions and in relation to subsidiaries that are SMEs. Feedback was provided to the Foundation for consideration in relation to these, however, there was no general disagreement with those being done. Agenda item six, digital experience for customers and stakeholders, I have written here, just covered, so I'm not going to repeat that. Agenda item seven, the 2020 agenda consultation proposed approach. Question one, the board activities, is the description a clear understanding, et cetera, et cetera. Overall, supportive that it was clear. There was some specific detailed feedback and suggested actions for the team to consider. The most common seemed to be to ensure that there is some indication of the size now and potential around those five segments in the circle. Question two, the research and standard setting issues in terms of the shortlist of potential projects, et cetera, et cetera. And I've written, with a show of tennis table bats, B1 and C had quite a lot of support. Further discussion suggested there needs to be conscious of language and perception of meaning. Overall seemed to be with comments that in fact consider a compromise between B and C, so with some form of indicative board thoughts, being very conscious of language, and there are a number of other detailed comments for staff to consider. Question three, in terms of dealing with the pipeline projects that had not been started, with a show of table tennis bats, a resounding majority for reassessing the priority. However, did note that needed to tie into how to deal with other ongoing projects within the shortlist. And question four, other comments on the approach, and most of those I've not jotted down were around the criteria and suggestion overall that staff consider how to determine, communicate, read the criteria. That is my summary of nearly 2 days of meeting. Love Does that time. Work? Yes? So I will develop that further, and it will come out in the chair report, effectively the minutes, which will get circulated to all Advisory Council members for their specific input into. But if anybody does have any comments that you haven't shared now, I'd be very happy for you to drop me an email with any comments before I do that. So, other things I wanted to say in this public session of summing up the meeting, acknowledging that we do have that private session. And first of all, as I alluded to right at the very beginning, this is the last meeting for a number of people. There will be further comments on this in the private session. However, I'd like in the public session personally to truly wish to thank each and every one of you for your contribution over the last six or three or however many years you have been involved, both in terms of your time and your intellectual input. And it was really interesting. I had a chat with Garth at lunchtime, this being his first meeting, and he made the comment that one of the things that has struck him, that despite where we all come from, our different backgrounds, there doesn't seem to be the lobbying. It is all about what is best for the foundation. And I think that that observation from him, and I was thinking about it and thinking that is so true, and I thank each and every one of, all of you in fact, but in particular those that are finishing for that over the last period that you've been here, because I think that's really added to the value. You've got your experience of, you know, what you do on a day-to-day basis, but you're all thinking about what is best for the foundation, and I think that's superb. My term two is complete, and I know a number of you have talked about that. There has been, I'll come back to that in a minute. No new chair has yet been appointed. And whatever the situation is, I will be here in some form for the next meeting. So there will be no leaving speeches or anything in relation of me today. And again, I will say a little bit more in the private session following. But so all your questions are, it is my term is complete. However, who knows? Just to then say the next meeting here will be here again on the 31st of March and 1st of April next year, back to a Tuesday and Wednesday. Did I say 31st of March and 1st of March? 31st of March and 1st of April. So yes, it will be April Fool's Day. And finally, what I'd like to for our public session is my thank yous. And to say, I personally think we have had a fabulous 2 days where we have put together, all of us together, provided some amazing advice and value to all of the trustees, the board, and the foundation. And I do thank you for your part in that. It is really, really appreciated. We know that it is both costly in terms of time and dollars, in terms of your expenses, in terms of coming here, but the value that you give to the foundation, is really great. And thank you very much for that. Thank you too to the trustees and the board for their engagement. I think the engagement of everybody has really helped that. And one of the reasons that to me we have been able to provide the value that we have is quite frankly the quality of the information that we have had from staff to assist with this. So thank you to all of the staff for their input and support. Yes, they're getting the feedback, but it's also allowing us to give that feedback in the way. And of course, I have to end up with our organisers, Fiona and Stephanie outside, who you only see them outside, but they work tirelessly to make sure that this happens, that you don't see it's behind the scenes. But the person who works the most tirelessly from start to finish to make sure that this happens. And if it were not for her, it would not happen, I think I can safely say. And right from thinking about the agenda, pushing all of us to think about the agenda, pushing staff to get papers out, pushing you to get responses, organising absolutely everything and basically being IFRS AC Supermum is, of course, April. So I'd like to thank April and ask you all to join me with me in thanking April now. And finally, just an overall thank you, and I declare our public meeting closed. Thank you.